Morning. So good to be together. I love you very much, and this Father's Day is such a always a great day for families. But when you think about Father, you got to think about God the Father. And the amazing thing is that we get to call Him Father. I don't know if there's any other religion that gets to that nitty-gritty where we can cry, Abba, Father, like a very personal Father. And we're a Christian church, and it's amazing how people don't know what that is all about. What's the simplicity? What is a Christian church all about? Why did God start this whole thing? And it's real simple. Now, you might not think it's simple because I want to go over here and look at this Bible here because this has got big lettering. But now, look at that puppy. Yeah. This is pretty thick. It's got a lot of stuff in it. And it's amazing what people come up with and what God's all about. And I'm talking about those who believe in the Bible. It's just amazing. I mean, why did God do all this stuff? Some would say, well, man, he gave his son. His son came to this earth, and he has such good teaching, and he wants us to follow that teaching so we can better ourselves. Well, that's wrong. If that's what you think what Christianity is, that's incorrect. What is this all about? And it's very simple. I mean, I'm going to give you a very simple answer to what it's all about. And then you could tell everybody about it. God did all this because he wanted to fellowship with you. That's it. God did all this because he wants to have a relationship with you. And that's, you take everything in here, and that's it. That's it. God wants to fellowship with you. And you know the story, Adam and Eve sinned and all that stuff that went on? He wants to talk with you. He wants to be with you. And it's an amazing, glorious thing that God is doing in believers' lives and in the world. And he gave his only begotten son. Now, that's the simplicity. We were sinners, and he gave his son to die for us so that we could have life. So what about this then? Where do we go from here? He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to be with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants a real relationship with you. So where do you go from there? And God talking to you. Let me read a story, and it's found in Genesis. It's about Abraham, or at this point, it's Abram. The father of faith that we call him. And chapter 12 of Genesis, it says this, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Let me just start off by saying this. In his relationship that he wants with you, now get this, it's on his terms. Do you know why it's on his terms? He's God. I mean, he's God. And he created you. And he paved the way for you to be able to have fellowship and access to him through Jesus Christ. And so in this relationship with him, it's on his terms. And he doesn't ask a whole lot. Just everything. This relationship, he wants to bless you. He wants to give you things. He wants his hand on your life. He wants to give you a joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, and a peace that passeth all understanding. And all of that is outside the rose garden, if you know what I mean by that. This relationship has to do with God because he's God. This relationship, he paved the way for us. And so he calls this guy Abram, who apparently he's had a relationship and he wants it to deepen. And so the Lord said to Abram, go from your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I'll bless you. Oh, I like that. I really like that. So here it is. God wants, in this relationship, he wants to bless you. He wants to do something in you and for you. He wants to bless your life. Now, I don't think that means that he wants to make you wealthy. That's okay if he does. We have a tithe back, box in back, and you need to give tithe. So we're happy if you get wealthy, pleased about that. But that's not what it's all about. He wants to bless you. But he tells Abram to go, because I want to bless you. Now, why does God want to do that? And why does God do that? What is his purpose? Now, obviously, he gave his son, and you that come to know Jesus Christ, you know the blessing that you sense and his love that you sense, and it's such an incredible blessing. But why does he do that? Because he wants to have communion. But something else as well. And we're going to read it. Listen to what he said. Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house and the land that I will show you, and I will make you a nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. I'll bless you and make your name great. I like that. I mean, I do like to be somebody. I like to have some type of value in why I'm here. And he says, I'm going to make your name great. Abram, you're going to be talked about for a long time. And even this day, thousands of years later, we talk about Abram. But why does he want to bless you? And why does he want to make your name great? Why does he want to give you purpose and value? Now listen, and this is what a lot of people don't get. This is what doesn't hit them. Listen to what he says. That you will be a blessing. That you will be a blessing. He didn't save you. He didn't give his son just for you to have good fields. He blesses you. He gave his son to you so that you can go out and bless others. Now listen, then to bless others, that doesn't come easy. Now I hope you understand, that doesn't come easy. A lot of people in their relationship with God, it's just kind of oh-hum. And you know, you have your life and you do your thing and you make all your plans. And then you give God the leftovers. Now, who does that? Let me see. No, I'm kidding. That's what people do. That's what Christians in America do. We give him the leftovers. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to have a relationship with him. I just accept that I'm saved because Jesus came and died for me. But he says, now listen, I've done this for you because I want you to be a blessing. And be a blessing cost something. Abraham had to leave his family. Abraham had to go to a different country. Abraham had to leave where he was and go somewhere else and be uncomfortable. Now, I don't know about you, but I like America. I like my house, and I'm not interested and going back to Uganda. Been there twice, had enough. Now, that sounds terrible, but I'm old and fat. And laying on the floor is tough. But if God calls me, I mean, my daughters keep calling me, but that, they're not God. It cost him. He said, go. Now, I want you to know that the things that God wants to do in our life, it's going to cost you something. I used to be all worried about volunteers. Got to keep the volunteers happy. You know, they're working for nothing. You know, keep them happy. Beg them, please work. Please come and listen to little children read the Bible. Please, oh, please. I'm not that way anymore. You are scum if you don't. Now, you that are visiting, I'm just kind of playing. Tongue in cheek. Oh, I want to say, but you are. But I'm not going to do that. Hey, living for God and having a relationship, it costs something. He calls you to go. And what that means, to get out of your easiness and to do awkward things sometimes because he tells you. For instance, missions. What is missions? It means sent. God sends us for a purpose. Now, I got to hurry here because I'm only part of the program this morning. God sends us with a purpose in mind, and that's to touch a world, to be a blessing. Now, if you're a Christian, if you're born again, then he says to you, go. Now, you might not go to Uganda. I'm much better than you. I've gone twice. No, I don't mean that. Now, listen. You might not go to Uganda or Mexico. We have a team going to Mexico, 18 or 19 of them. You might not do those things, but let me tell you, you have a mission. You are being sent by God to do uncomfortable things. And that means when you get up in the morning, a few minutes early, to have a devotion, to read your Bible, because you're going to be sent into a field where you work, where people need to know Jesus Christ, and you have a responsibility, and you don't take that lightly. You don't take that lightly. Let me tell you something. You that are listening to kids read, I don't want to. Did I just go off? No, okay. You that listen to kids read, I don't want to. Don't take that lightly. Listen, you when you're on your way or during the day, you pray about that. God, touch this little child. It's one of the greatest ministries, I think, that we have, helping kids know the Word of God. And it shouldn't be that Mike shouldn't have to pull people's teeth for them or whatever to get them to operate. And by the way, we haven't had to do that. So many people. How many workers did you have? 40-some people helping out. That's amazing. That's amazing. But we need more. And we need to be more individualized, and we need to care about kids. We need an army of people who truly care, because you're sent by God. You're not just anybody. God wants a communion with you to bless you so you can bless other people, and you've been blessed if you know Jesus Christ. And we're going to send these kids, adults, excuse me, not kids, one kid, a couple other teenagers, to Mexico. Couple of them are sleeping on the ground. I don't know what's wrong with them. But they're sleeping on cots. They're taking, now listen, vacation time. Are you one of those people who say, man, I don't know. I don't want to take my vacation time. Do you know how selfish that sounds? Do you know that God saved you by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you don't want to take a little bit of time to go tell people about Jesus Christ? Are you kidding me? Did my voice just go high? Am I being offensive, or am I telling the truth? Sometimes the truth is offensive, and I hope that it's the truth. God wants this relationship with you. He wants to bless you so you can bless others. Are you just keeping all your stuff to yourself? Let me tell you, it costs you something when you get saved. Not your salvation, because Jesus paid that price. But it cost you something. Paul said something like this. Present your bodies a living, what? Sacrifice. Yeah, baby. What does sacrifice mean? It means you're dying to stuff. You're giving stuff up. It means some people, it's like pulling teeth to get any money out of them. Oh, now I really went too far, didn't I? Now I just really stepped on my tongue. No, listen, how can you not give to the things of God and the kingdom of God and even to the church? How could you not do that? I mean, that is like basic stuff. That is what begins to tell you that, hey, I truly believe in Jesus Christ and I'm a Christian. I know him. And it begins to unravel some of that selfishness in you, and you begin to do for God. Missions means sent. Jesus in John 17, he said, Lord, I set my disciples apart. I sanctify them. Just as you have sanctified me, set me apart. And I want them to love one another as we have loved each other. And you love them like you love me. So that people, though people out there that don't know Jesus, so that people will know that you sent me. Because you see, when we accept Jesus Christ, we accept the fact that he was sent by the Father, given to us and died on a cross, was buried, resurrected from the dead, that he was sent for a world that was lost. And when we receive him, such blessings come, and I am meant to bless. And that means it cost me something. It cost me time, it cost me money, it cost me energy, it cost me being uncomfortable at times. That's being sent. That's going. That's blessing others. It was a big deal to God when he gave for them to give sacrifices in the Old Testament. It was a big deal that it would be a perfect lamb, and you couldn't take, oh, he broke his leg, he's going to die anyway, okay, take him, I give him a sacrifice. No, it had to be a perfect lamb. It had to cost them something. And it was an illustration that it cost God something to give his son. And life in Jesus Christ cost us something because we want to be a blessing to other people. Well, we're going to send these people. How many, Amber? 18? We're going to send 18. And I'm so excited about it. And as a father, I am so blessed that my three little girls are going to go. Now, that's all I have. I'm giving everything. Oh, I have my wife. Why my wife staying with me? Thank God. And so Amber and Carrie and my only grandchild, I'm happy to send them out for the purposes of God. Amber's going to come and share a little bit about missions and what they're going to do and a little bit about how God is sending them.
You've probably heard a story like Miguel's before. When a family lives in poverty, it bears the full weight of the everyday problems in life. Miguel needs to save money to provide his family a safe, warm home, but he also wants to provide clean drinking water for his family. He needs to buy blankets and firewood to keep his family warm, and his daughter Maria needs a new school uniform to be able to attend school. But Miguel also owes the doctor money, and the kids are hungry, and Miguel had to miss 2 days of work last week when the baby got sick. When you build a house alongside a family, you empower them to create a new future. Because Miguel does not need to save money to build a house, he can afford to buy clean drinking water, and his family stays healthier, so the medical bills are easier to handle. And the money that Miguel would have spent on blankets and firewood can now go to school fees instead. A house provides a family shelter from the storms of life. A family that has a safe, warm place to live can weather the storms and take control of their own destiny. Come alongside Miguel and help his family write a new story. Come build hope.
Isn't that cool? Like, let's all just like clap our hands. That's exciting. And the team is coming up a little. So this is super exciting to me. When we go and build a house, like if you go on a Moore's website, when you go and build a house, you help reduce extreme poverty. Get this. Anybody know what human trafficking is? When you go and build a house, you help reduce human trafficking because those kids that would be on the streets now have a home to live in and they have their needs met so they don't need to go out and do other things. It goes on and on. You keep families together because families don't have to be divided trying to find shelter. And there's all these things that list that that happened. Lily, can you pass out the bags to everybody? And so we're going to build a house. But we're not going, and that's a good thing. That's a really good thing to go and build a house. And it's cool because I'm in this like MSW program, and it's all about social justice. And I can sit and I can tell my group, hey, this summer I'm going, like we talked about what we're going to do for summer, I'm going to go build a house in Mexico for a family that doesn't have one. And they're like, oh, that is such a good thing. That is social justice. That is good. But what's cool is it's so much more than just social justice. It is social justice, but it's so much more. And so we have these bags that Lily and I put together for our team, and they're things to remind us of why we're going and what we're going to do when we're there. And so the first thing is we have a Dove chocolate bar. Because when we go, you know, the Dove is representative of the Holy Spirit, right? And when we go to Mexico, we're not just going as 18 human people going to build a house. We're going in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Galatians 5 says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. This team here is being led by the Spirit. This is not a team that's like, oh, I'm going to go do something good. Because let me tell you, they have to use their vacation time. They have to put their own money. Everybody has had to pay their own money towards this. And like my dad said, we're sleeping on cots. And I don't mind sleeping on cots, but we have like those toilets that don't flush when we're there. And so this is not something that's like, I mean, this is something about the Spirit, right? Like we need the Holy Spirit to go and with us. And Matthew 10:19-20 says, oh, and when we go, we're not just going to build a house, we're also going to be a blessing. And I'm telling you, like this group of people here, when I sent out a text and I was like, hey, who wants to lead devotions? Crickets. Like nobody texted back and was like, hey, me. But I know that while we go, there's going to be times that they're going to have the opportunity to share their relationship with Jesus to somebody. Might even be a gas attendant or something. And they're probably kind of freaked out about that. Like, do I know? Like, would I know what to say? Well, Matthew 10:19-20 says, God will give you the right words at the right time. For it is not you who will be speaking. It will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Next, in our bags, we've got some fruit. I have a big one. You guys have little ones. You guys have little cuties. The reason why we have fruit when we go is because we need the fruits of the Spirit, right? Like, we're going to go, and we're going to be tired. Five of us are driving all night to get the van and the supplies there. We're going to be tired. We need, I can't do this in my flesh. I get grumpy when I'm tired. Yeah. Yeah. I need the Holy Spirit in me and flowing through me, the fruits of the Spirit. I need his love. It's not going to be my love. It's going to be his love, his joy, his peace, his kindness, his patience, his gentleness, and his self-control that is flowing through me. And as a group, we have to be relying on the fruits of the Spirit inside of us, because we can't do it on our own. And next inside your bag, you're going to find a flashlight. And it's a flashlight that lights up, for real. Lily and I put these together yesterday. And because we're not just going, and when I looked up, I was looking up verses on light. We are not, like, we are light in this world, but God is the light. And we are going to be like, hey, here's his light. And we're going to be shining his light in the darkness. And so this is also because I was afraid that if I didn't supply flashlights, if somebody had to pee in the middle of the night, they might miss. They might go into the wrong stall. So, but these are practical too. But also, we are the light. And I want to remind us that we are the light. And Psalms 119, 105 said, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And we've talked about this as a group, but we have to be in the word. All of us here have to be in the word, because that's our light. Like God is the light that shines us and directs us on where we're supposed to go in the dark. And on the way to the bathroom, we need it, especially. Next. Oh, I had more verses on light. Ephesians 5:9, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. And Matthew 5:15 says, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. And that is us, you guys. Next inside, you're going to find a coloring crayon. A coloring crayon is inside there. And everybody has a different color to this in this group. Everybody has a different, oh, good. Come here, Leanna. I know. So who likes to color with white crayons? No one. I mean, because it's like, what do you do with a white crayon? And I was like, somebody is going to get the white crayon. And they're going to be like, crap, why do I have the white crayon? What do I do with a white crayon? Every color has a purpose. And it wasn't until I began to watch, my mother-in-law is an artist, until I began to watch her paint and how she used white in a way to make other colors softer and to make other colors more beautiful. Leanna, you have a purpose on this trip. And you may be standing there being like, what am I gonna do? And that's for each of you. Because sometimes when we look at other people's colors, we look at other people's gifts, we're like, I wanna be like that. Like, I wish I had the bright orange because that's bright and sunny, right? But God gave you the color that you need for his purpose of what he wants to accomplish. Good job, Leanna. Next, we have a Band-Aid. I'm hoping we don't have to use too many of these. but I'm bringing a whole lot of Band-Aids, and you guys all have two inside of your bag. But the Band-Aid is because I want to remind you guys that through this trip, we can bring healing to each other. We can bring healing to the family that we're serving and the people that we serve. But also, there's places inside of each of us that God is going to heal us, that he's going to bring healing. And you might look up and be like, oh, those are such perfect people. Oh, those people have it all together. And I'm telling you right now, they don't. I don't. But God doesn't tell us, hey, get all your stuff together and then go. He says, go, right? And because as we go, he brings us the healing that we need. And I just want to share, my dad was talking about volunteering. And, you know, I've quoted a lot of Bible today. I'm going to quote a liberal Berkeley study out of a Berkeley article. And it says, for example, volunteering can have a positive impact on health, with benefits for obesity, blood glucose, blood pressure, and longevity. Older volunteers, which some of us are, can derive a great feeling of purpose and self-esteem from volunteering. Research shows it makes volunteers feel happier, more connected to others, and more confident of their self-worth. Volunteering has a positive impact on our body and our health. And on this trip, we're going to get tired, But there's going to be like a healing that comes to us in different areas. And the last piece that I have, and I have a lot more of these, are lifesavers. Not for the bad breath that we might experience, but the lifesavers are to remind us, this trip, we are not going just to build a house. We are going because we believe that we are saved. We believe that Christ saved us for eternity, and that as we go, he is going to bring salvation. And it says, Luke 1:77 says, you will tell his people how to find salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. And that is why we are going. We are going because it's going to make an impact on eternity.
What a good looking group. I'm so excited for them. Someone sent me this quote from John Stott. Listen very carefully. Self-sacrifice is what the Bible means by love. While sin is possessive, love is expansive, is John Stott. While sin is possessive, love is expansive. Sin's characteristic is the desire to get. Sin's selfishness, sin's characteristic is the desire to get. Love characteristic is the desire to give. Isn't that good? Short, but so impactful. And then they wrote this, the one who sent me this. Love gives, sin takes. That's true. That's true. So we're going to pray for this group. God's blessing and that God will lead them. Can I have the elders come on up here? And would you stand with us as we send them? God sent his son. God sent Abram. He sent Moses. He sent. He sent the disciples. And you know, in every case, they had this experience with God. Moses at the burning bush, and it was like, Isaiah, he saw God, and he says, I'm a sinner. And my brain just went dead. Isaiah, that's what I'm talking about. He sees God and he says, I'm a sinner. Then God says, hey, I have this people, Israel, that I want you to, someone to go to. Who will go? And he says, I'll go. Send me. And that's every one of us. I'll go. Send me. We're going to send them. Send them to another country to be a blessing. So let's pray. Father, we come to you and we thank you for our family, Grace Community family. We thank you for them. And Lord, we ask your hand upon them and that you would use them. We ask for the Holy Spirit to be upon them, hand of protection upon them. And Lord, that you would give each one just that missionary's heart, or that heart that says, God has sent me. I'm going to do his will and his purpose. And I, because God has blessed me, I'm going to bless others. Lord, we thank you for them. Use them in Jesus' name. And Lord, today as we go our different directions, our different ways, may you speak to us in how you send us. How you send us into a world and what the cost will be to win a world for Jesus Christ. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Love one another as you go today.